Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Dustin. May I please have your zip code so I can locate the account?
85205.
Thank you. So that was 85205?
Yes.
Thank you. And may I have your first and last name, please?
Louise Mackey, M-A-C-K-E-Y.
Thank you. I really do want to thank you for your patience, as that is taking me just one moment.
What is this for?
I do apologize, however, I do work for a call center that services over 400 different companies, so I would have to get the account pulled up and verified before I would know which one you're calling in for.
Oh, nationalqualify.com.
Okay, you said that was nationalqualify.com?
Yeah. No, there's no dot in it, just nationalqualify.com.
Think if you'll give me a moment to see if that is one of the companies we service, that would be just a moment.
Okay.
And I really do apologize since that is taking me one moment to check with my supervisor. So I really do want to thank you for all of your patience.
Okay.
And I really do apologize. I'm still waiting on my supervisor to get back to me, and I'm having a little difficulty locating an account with that information that you have provided me. May I ask what date that you are showing that charge is for?
April 4th.
Thank you. Okay, and my supervisor is still taking just a moment to get back to me, but may there be a different name the account may be under?
No.
Thank you. And I really do want to thank you for all of your patience. My supervisor did get back to me, and they did inform me that that's not a company we service.
Okay. So I guess I call my credit card company and file fraud.
What I would recommend is contacting them and see if they have a different number to provide. Sometimes when they pull a number, it is the wrong number, so they may have a different customer service number to provide.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome, and I do want to thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you do have a great rest of your day.